Introduction to the Book of Abraham. Why study this book? The Book of Abraham is an inspired translation of the writings of Abraham and his scripture. By studying this book, students can draw strength from Abraham's example of living righteously while surrounded by wickedness. They will also learn about the blessings and responsibilities they can inherit as the posterity or seed of Abraham. In addition, studying this book will provide students with a greater understanding of their premortal existence as spirit sons and daughters of God. Who wrote this book? The introduction to the Book of Abraham states that it is a translation of some ancient records that had fallen into our hands from the catacombs of Egypt. The writings of Abraham while he was in Egypt, called the Book of Abraham, written by his own hand upon papyrus. Abraham was born in Ur of Chaldees in approximately 2000 BC. In obedience to the Lord's commands, he traveled from Ur to Haran, and then to Canaan, to Egypt, and back to Canaan, the land the Lord promised to give Abraham's seed. When and where was it written? We do not know when Abraham recorded the writings in the Book of Abraham. However, it appears they were originally written while he was in Egypt, though the papyri may be the transcription of a much later date. The prophet Joseph Smith became aware of these writings in 1835, when a man named Michael Chandler brought four Egyptian mummies and several papyrus scrolls of ancient Egyptian writing to Kirtland, Ohio. Members of the church purchased the mummies and the rolls of papyrus. The prophet translated some of the writings and began publishing excerpts of the Book of Abraham in a church publication called Times and Seasons, beginning in March 1842 at Nauvoo, Illinois. Several fragments of papyri, once possessed by the prophet Joseph Smith, were discovered in the Metropolitan Museum of Art in New York City. The exact dates of the discovery are unclear. However, it appears that the First Presidency learned about them as early as 1965. The museum transferred the fragments to the church in 1967, and those fragments have been analyzed by scholars who date them between about 300 BC and AD 100. A common objection to the authenticity of the Book of Abraham is that the manuscripts, or papyri, are not old enough to have been written by Abraham, who lived almost 2,000 years before Jesus Christ. Joseph Smith never claimed that the papyri were written by Abraham himself, nor that they originated from the time of Abraham. It is common to refer to an author's works as his writings, whether he penned them himself, dictated them to others, or others copied his writings later. While translating, the prophet Joseph Smith may have been working with sections of papyri that were later destroyed. Thus, it is likely not possible to assess the prophet's ability to translate papyri when we now have only a fraction of the papyri he had in his possession. Neither the Lord nor Joseph Smith ever explained his precise method of translating the Book of Abraham. We do know that the translation was done by the prophet Joseph Smith through the gift and power of God. For more information about the coming forth of the Book of Abraham, go to Gospel Topics on LDS.org and search for Book of Abraham. What are some distinctive features of this book? This book, unlike the account of Abraham given in Genesis chapters 12 through 25, Abraham presented his experiences in his own words. The Book of Abraham also gives us more information about Abraham's early life in the land of the Chaldeans. For example, we learn that Abraham was nearly sacrificed to false gods before being saved by Jehovah. This book also provides distinctive insights concerning the Abrahamic covenant, Abraham's use of the Urim and Thummim, and Abraham's vision of the sun, moon, and stars. In addition, this book contributes significant doctrinal information about subjects pertaining to the premortal life, including the eternal nature of spirits, foreordination, the council in heaven, and the planning and creation of the earth. The Book of Abraham is the only book in the standard works that is accompanied by images. The manuscripts Joseph Smith translated to produce the Book of Abraham contained Egyptian drawings, in addition to hieroglyphic writings. Quote, On February 23, 1842, the prophet Joseph Smith asked Reuben Headlock, a professional wood engraver and member of the church, to prepare woodcuts of three of those drawings so that they could be printed. Headlock finished the engravings in 1 week, and Joseph Smith published the copies, or facsimiles, along with the Book of Abraham. Joseph Smith's explanations of the drawings accompany the facsimiles. End quote. From the Pearl of Great Price Student Manual, Church Education System Manual, 2000, page 29. Outline: Abraham 1 and 2. Abraham seeks the blessings of the priesthood. Idolatrous priests attempt to sacrifice Abraham, and he is saved by Jehovah. He leaves the land of the Chaldeans and travels to Haran. The Lord again appears to Abraham, commands him to go to the land of Canaan, and sets forth the blessings and responsibilities of the Abrahamic covenant. Abraham travels to Canaan and continues on to Egypt. Abraham 3. Abraham is given information about the sun, moon, and stars that can be related to the greatness of Jesus Christ. He also learns about the eternal nature of spirits, foreordination, and the premortal council in heaven. Abraham 4 and 5. Abraham records the planning of the creation of the earth and the accomplishment of those plans.